Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Sunday, March 12th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. As Lisa mentioned, we're filming a little bit out of sequence this week. We're going to do our TV show today, Sunday, and it's going to be up today and tomorrow. Then the radio show is going to be recorded Monday and placed on the site for Tuesday. So we're a little bit off here, but don't let that throw you. And we're doing that for various reasons. But what we want to tell you is, after Friday's show, we've been receiving a huge amount of feedback, mostly positive, that this step that we've taken now to have unity among all the various factions in not only the 9/11 Truth Movement, but the entire Patriot community at large, we've already been seeing some very good results from it, haven't we?
Yes, we've actually opened up a line of communication between us and people closely allied with 911truth.org, and we are on the same page in a lot of ways. So we're trying to develop further communication along those lines. We will let you know as how that progresses as time goes on.
And the purpose of all this is, as we said Friday, and we've been engaged in quite a few battles. There's been battles all over the internet for years and years and years. And what we finally decided was that if there's any time ever in the history of not only this country but this movement, if there's ever been a time when we have to come together and set our sights on a goal, it's now.
Right.
Because the next time a big one happens, another 9/11, the whole game is going to change across the board.
Right. Well, the thing is, we know politeness and political correctness has never, throughout history, defeated evil.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to this time. But we're willing to try this other approach, and we are working toward a massive unification for 9/11 at Ground Zero. So there are some positive things going on along that line, and we're just going to keep trying to develop further communication
right.
and work together with different factions. We urge you to try to rally people from all the various protest movements within this patriot community, such as the anti-tax people and
the anti-war,
the anti-Bushies, the anti-globalists,
all of them, everybody,
illegal immigration protesters and and activists. All of them together, you know, combined make the patriot community. And so we need to involve everyone, not just 9/11 truthers.
Right. And we saw over the weekend just a brief snippet of a rally out in Chicago over the weekend. Now, we didn't get many of the details, but they said that there were approximately 100,000 people involved. It had something to do with illegal immigration.
Right. But it started out as like a handful of protesters
right.
and spread by word of mouth to be like 100,000 people in the streets. It was
yeah.
massive. It reminded me of the D.C. protest back in September that we attended.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to, was when we went down there last September 24th, there were anywhere from 250 to 300,000 people surrounding the White House. They had to cordon off the streets for like an 8-block area just to keep everybody. There were so many people that's how much they had to do. Now, there were 100,000 in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
a 250,000 in D.C., Do you think the most important anniversary yet about 9/11, do you think we can get those kind of numbers? If we can't, then somebody told us over the weekend, if we can't get people there, we might as well stamp the number of the beast on our foreheads, because if we can't do something this year, it's done, folks.
Yeah.
It's over.
I think we should also reach out to the truckers. Those of you out there who are truckers, try to get them involved, too. A nice, massive caravan would be very cool.
I would just say everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. I mean, everybody out there that wants the truth about anything in life, come there that day. And what we're doing behind the scenes is we're setting up things for radio feeds. We're also trying to get different personalities involved in this. And we're very excited. This is the move. Mm-hmm. This is the direction we should be going.
Right.
And we want to clarify something also about, if you notice on our site right now, there's no more of the expose articles except for one, which was left up there by request, and we honored that. But people may have misunderstood, or maybe we didn't explain it properly. What we did and what we're doing
mm-hmm.
by taking all the expose pieces off is, first of all, we're showing that we're operating in good faith. When we come out and say we want unity among all the various factions. It would be real hard for us to say that if we left the exposés on our site. That's one of the reasons why we did it. The second is that we're wiping the slate clean. That means everybody starts from zero. Everybody gets the benefit of the doubt.
Right, but don't expect us to come on this show every day and pick daisies for you,
right,
because we're not going to. We think that there are important things that we need to keep our eye on, and we are going to maintain due diligence and redouble our efforts to getting this whole movement, that if you want to call it a movement, then we'll call it a movement, to get everybody together on the same page, working toward the same goal. And we don't all have to agree with each other, and we don't have to play kissy face with each other, but we do need to work toward that goal.
Yeah, and, when I was saying that we're wiping the slate clean, that doesn't mean that we're rolling over and playing dead. That doesn't mean that we're going to lose our fire. And that doesn't mean that the WING, the N for news, that doesn't mean that we're going to wipe that out. If somebody comes out here and says George Bush has three eyeballs and one of them he uses to keep an eye on you through your computer screen, and I write an article about that, we're not going to just turn our heads to that and say, oh yeah, that's fine, do whatever you want to. We're still going to keep the same fire, the same intensity. What we're saying is that the slate is now wiped clean.
Right.
Everybody gets the benefit of the doubt. And as I said, we've been in battles. And we see now the biggest battle of all is all of us against them. And them is the people who were behind 9/11.
Right. And we've also been watching what's been going on behind the scenes, that as the scholars for 9/11 Truth have made headway and are working hard to get, you know, progress going regarding exposing this truth with their research and analyses, efforts simultaneously are underway to dilute the message, to dismantle the group, and to neutralize what the scholars are doing. To stop them.
I take it even a step further and say they're deliberately being attacked.
Yeah, they're being ambushed.
To destroy them.
Right.
And we're not going to come right out now and give the whole dirty, ugly scenario. And it is ugly. But there's things happening behind the scenes. And Lisa knows more about what's going on in these circles than I would say any single person out there. She's in 300-plus groups, and she's the eyes and ears of what's going on. And it's an ugly assault that's being waged against the scholars for 9/11 Truth.
The scholars are holding their own, and I'll tell you what, Professor Jim Fetzer has my undying respect. He has one hell of a mean uppercut, okay? So we don't have to worry that the scholars can't handle their own.
Yeah.
But we do need to be their eyes and ears, and we have to watch their backs, because people, we can't let this group be compromised. This is our last and best hope for getting this truth out there. They are the brightest light that we have.
And I can assure everybody, if this nonsense behind the scenes keeps on, we're going to come out in a big way, and we're going to show you what's going on. We're hoping right now that these assaults, these attacks, are going to stop.
Right.
If they're not,
we're
going to bring it all on the table, and we're going to show it to you. And it's not a pretty picture in the least.
They don't call it information warfare for nothing. So what we're seeing is the opposition is increasing their efforts to stop the scholars, and the scholars are fighting back, and that's good. And we need to fight for them. And we need to be at the front lines, and we need to stand shoulder to shoulder with them, because it takes a lot of courage, you know, considering the risks involved with what they're doing, their positions and whatnot, just like with everyone else who's been speaking out all these years. We need to stand by them and give them our support. And by the way, that Scholars for 9/11 Truth petition, when I looked at it a bit ago, it was over 3,700 on there. We are reaching toward a goal of 10,000. So we're closing in on 4,000 people.
Yeah.
Send that puppy around, and the website is scholarsfor911truth.org.
That's right. And if people out there wonder, why is 9/11 still so important to you guys? Why does Wing TV care so much about 9/11? Well, Lisa and I were talking about this last night, and I said, what if we didn't do anything this year for 9/11? What if nobody did anything? The anniversary, the fifth anniversary, came and went. Nobody rallied around. Nobody did anything. I said, what are we going to do? Are we just going to sit here and keep talking? Well, today, George Bush met with X, Y, and Z. And today, George Bush traveled to Chicago. And, oh, this is what Bill Clinton... You know, it's like, is this all we want is just to talk about stuff? As I said a little bit earlier, the stakes have now been ratcheted up higher.
Mm-hmm.
Think about a dirty bomb in Los Angeles. Think about a widespread avian bird flu. Think about mad cow disease. Think about another physical attack at some point, the Sears Tower or whatever.
Think about perpetual, never-ending war.
Yeah. The next one that happens, we know now that the House, the Senate, and President Bush have all signed off on the Patriot Act. It is now permanent. It's a permanent fixture in this country. That means that the framework has been set up for the next attack. See,
right.
Everyone was always wondering, well, when's the next attack going to happen? Well, they couldn't do the next one until the Patriot Act was finalized, until it was in place. Now it is. There's no way to erase it from the books, at least right now. So, if we have a dirty bomb, if we have chaos in the streets, if we have any kind of huge natural disaster, man-made, does anything like that, there's going to be hell in the streets, chaos in the streets, and all of these mechanisms now in place with the Patriot Act. Do you like your computer? Do you like your internet? Do you like all these internet radio shows? What if, boom, 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 they're all gone? You say, oh, it can't happen. It can't happen here. Look what happened in China with Google.
Right.
Punch in Tiananmen Square in China, and you won't see the tanks. I guarantee it.
Everything we're seeing now stems back to that pivotal day in our history, 9/11.
Yep.
We exposed the lies of 9/11, and we can bulldoze their house of cards.
Yep.
We can send the cards flying in the wind. And that's what we need to do. We need a massive push toward ground zero on 9/11. And we can do it, and we have to do it.
Tens of thousands of people in the street. And think about this. Think about this for a moment. What's the greatest crime ever waged against the United States of America and the American people? Beyond any doubt, it's 9/11. Now, the people behind 9/11, do you think they want the truth to come out about this? Why do you think there's so many attacks against the Scholars for 9/11 Truth,
mm-hmm.
against Wing TV, against all of these other various factions? It's because they know that this small percentage of people in the alternative media, the truth community, the patriot movement, they're the ones that pose the greatest danger to them in the whole world. And when we come to 9/11, to ground zero this fall, New York City's the mainstream, or the media capital of the world. The mainstream media in this country might not cover it if there's only 5,000, but you're going to have to cover it if there's 100,000. And even better, Lisa, how many foreign journalists did we see there last year?
Oh, quite a few.
A number of
right.
them. They're going to take these stories back mm-hmm. to their country.
Yeah.
And they're going to broadcast it. And they're going to say, look at New York City.
Right.
United States of America.
Yeah.
50,000 people surrounding Ground Zero, and it's going to be on their television screen.
This was 9/11 Truth for our Ground Zero protest last year. End up playing on African broadcasting,
mm-hmm.
Italian broadcasting, Canadian broadcasting, all over the world.
Plus, the Village Voice
yeah.
ran a huge article that just gave widespread coverage to this. So the bigger the numbers,
right.
the harder it is for them to deny it, especially when the whole focal point of the world is going to be on Ground Zero
right.
that day. It's not going to be on Chicago. It's not going to be on Tulsa. It's not going to be on Seattle. Because 9/11, the fifth anniversary, this is the big one. Everybody's eyes in the whole world are going to be at Ground Zero.
Uh-huh.
And we have to ask everybody out there, say you only go to one rally or one protest in your entire life, which one should it be?
I can't think of anything more important right now. And you know, if you think it's disrespectful to the survivors, to the family members, to be at Ground Zero, I'm going to tell you what I told family members while we were at Ground Zero. I said, you're mourning and you're grieving, but you can still think.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? A lot of people listened to me because I said that. They agreed. And
right.
they are capable of thinking. You know, it's all in the way you talk to these people, and you show them in your eyes and with the things that you say to them, that you're sincere. And they will listen to you, and they can sing.
We're on the family side.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're the ones that feel the greatest loss and the greatest pain, but we feel it too.
We just got an email from a 9/11 victim family member yesterday. I mean, and he's been watching this whole thing for a long time now. They are out there, and they are paying attention.
Well, think about this in terms of respect. Say your neighbor, somebody broke into their house. You're looking out the window. They broke into their house, and they took a shovel, and they beat the little old lady that lives in the house over the head with the shovel and killed her, okay? And you know what happened, okay? Now, you go to the funeral, and there's all the family members there, the relatives and so forth, the friends. How do you respect this woman? By keeping your mouth shut mm-hmm. and turning around and hiding behind a tree? Or do you respect her by saying, wait a second, the report in the newspaper said that a pack of wolves came in and ate her up, or something ludicrous like that. As ludicrous as the government's official version of how 9/11 happened. And the newspaper says, oh, she was attacked by a wolf, or whatever. And you say, no, I saw an individual come in there with a shovel and beat her over the head and kill her. Don't you think that's respecting her memory
yeah.
more than trying to cover it up?
If you truly want to honor the dead, and you want to honor the survivors and the family members, then we should honor them by telling them the truth.
That's right. And this is the greatest form of respect there mm-hmm. is. We're going to go there and say we believe in the truth enough that we believe in your family to get the truth out there and find the guilty parties, because the entire scenario has been a lie. And when are these lies acceptable?
And you know, a lot of them still have questions. A lot yeah. of them don't just buy the official story, and the truth matters to them, too. So we can't be the determinant, none of us, of who has a right to know what. We should just lay all the truth out there, and they can handle it. They will handle
and
it.
And just think, if these, not if these family members, when these family members are there on the morning of September 11th, 2006, and they look out, and they see 10,000 people holding up signs that say, 9/11 lies exposed.
They're going to notice that, and they're going to yeah. pay attention.
Now, if there's 20 people there,
right.
they're going to say, ah, it's a bunch of crackpots. If they see 50,000 people, all with shirts and hats and signs, saying, we want the truth, they cannot ignore that any longer. And this is it. As we've said on the show before, this is the last true chance we
right.
have of getting those people in power that did it before they scatter like rats, like cockroaches when the light's turned on. Because they're lurking in the darkness now, and we want to flick the light on, and we want to catch them cockroaches that did it. And you know, I was thinking the other day, Lisa,
mm-hmm.
is imagine the discussions that took place before September 11, 2001. You had this PNAC crowd, these neocons, the Mossad, and these defense contractors. And say it's 3 years before mm-hmm. 9/11. And they're saying, you know, we have to get into this war. I think we need to do something bigger than life. It has to be a new Pearl Harbor. Why don't we attack the World Trade Center towers and make them crumble to the ground? And somebody else, maybe one of them with a conscience, says, but we're going to kill innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy says, I don't give a damn how many people die. They're collateral damage, like Timothy McVeigh said. That's what went on behind the scenes. They planned the whole damn scenario out. They knew how many people were going to get killed. They knew how they were going to bring the buildings down and smash them people. They knew that
yeah.
the family members were going to have to hear this news. And they says, we don't give a damn how many people die, because our psychotic goals are bigger than a few lives.
What we're trying to tell you is that they are not sitting idly by while these truth efforts are amped up
yep.
and increase and are gaining headway. They're not sitting idly by. Mm. They are ratcheting up their opposition to this truth getting out. And we expect that. But what I'm saying to you is that they will fight hard as necessary. They will do whatever it takes to keep this from coming out. We have to be willing to not only fight as hard as them, we have to outfight them.
Look how long and how hard all of us have fought in this alternative media patriot movement. Well, it's time now to take all that energy
right.
and fight them. Fight the bastards behind this. And we're here, we're putting our hand out, we're saying everybody's getting the benefit of the doubt. The slate is wiped clean. And think how many people tune into all these radio shows that visit these sites. There's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, if we can get them there. And as I said earlier, if you're going to do one thing ever in your life where you're going to say, I'm going to stand up and damn it, I'm going to make a difference. This is history that's going to be made. History.
Right.
Do you want to be part of it?
This is information warfare. If we're going to play this game, there's no reason to play it unless we intend to win. Yep. We have to play to win. This one's for all the marbles.
Nobody else in the country is going to stand up for the truth on 9/11 except for this community right here. This movement. We're the only ones that are going to stand up. And if we go 2 or 3 years down the line, or even 1 year down the line, and the next big one hits, how are you going to feel if you said, you know what, maybe I should have been there that day too?
We are the irate, tireless minority. And we can set a giant brush fire at Ground Zero this year. We are that minority. Let's do it.
Yeah. People out there watching this show, thank you for all your kind words. People have said, thank you for putting that olive branch out there, for taking a turn, for looking at unity and so forth. We can't tell you how much we appreciate that. And you know what? As I said, we're not going to roll over and play dead. We're not going to become mamby-pamby here at Wing TV. And if there is wrong being done, we're going to be the first ones to speak about it. But more importantly now, for the next 6 months, we're focusing on this event.
Right.
This event to help save America and get the truth out and hopefully get these rotten bastards that were behind it brought to justice.
Give the petition a chance. Sign your name to it. It can't hurt. And support what we're doing with 9/11. It's really important that we all stand together on this.
Yeah. And, you know, this message must be resonating. How many hits did you say we got last week, Lisa?
This week.
Yeah, this week.
We got over 422,000 hits. So our audience is going up. We thank you all over the world, for paying attention to this message, for telling other people. Let's just keep it going. Let's increase the knowledge base globally.
Yeah. If you want to reach somebody that maybe is on the fence about this, maybe disagrees with it, let them say, hey, tune into these folks at Wing TV. Look what they're doing. You know what? I think they might be on to something.
You know what? The world is noticing that we have something important to say.
Yep.
And they are listening.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it going.
So, folks, we'll be back tomorrow with our radio show. As I said, we're one day in front of schedule for everything, but that's all right. And just keep tuning in. Give us your ideas. Make plans. September 11th, it's a Monday, I believe. Make it a 3-day weekend.
Check the calendar. Victor's always wrong about the day.
If it's a Monday, make it a 3-day weekend. Get there. Take a day off of work. What's more important?
Call in sick.
Call in sick. Say you're calling in sick for America because you want to make America better.
Do whatever you have to do. Just be there.
Yeah. There's a website being developed out there, independent of Wing TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be patterned specifically for this Ground Zero rally.
Right, and it will eventually have all the information about whatever's going to be going on there. These details have not been worked out yet, but we will let you know as soon as it happens.
Yeah, this site will be up, I believe, by the end of the month. So, folks, keep tuning in. We're so glad you're out there. We want to thank you for your input. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.